it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Elon Musk and Henry Ford never wanted to change the styling on their cars, but in the automotive industry, that just doesn't work. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. Henry Ford never wanted to change the styling of the Model T. He just wanted to keep making it better. Same with Elon Musk. Tesla has pretty much not changed the styling of its cars until now. Reuters reports that Tesla has a program to cut manufacturing costs and update the styling on the Model 3, and that'll come out next year. Tesla's also working on an all-new low-cost platform, which some have called the Model 2, but this project is different from that. The fact that Tesla will update the styling of the Model 3 proves that the auto industry is a fashion business and that people like the latest look. Henry Ford never recognized that, and he kept on making the same old Model T until General Motors passed Ford in sales and never looked back. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.